If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Today is National French Fry Day, one of our favorite foods. So we're going to talk about French fries this morning. Okay, so when it comes to French fries, I don't think the pizza rule applies. You know, a lot of times say, hey, when pizza's good, it's very good. You know, even if you get a bad piece of pizza, it's still pretty good. Don't think the same rule applies for French fries.
Really?
Because sometimes you can get some soggy fries that are just floppy.
I like floppy, soggy fries.
You like floppy fries?
Honestly, do. Oh, I love the ones from McDonald's that are a little floppy.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's just when you put whatever condiment is all over them and you eat them with a fork.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I mean, yeah, you need a fry.
I don't want a floppy fry. It's just me, personally.
I like them crispy. And yeah, I asked Chick-fil-A to make extra crispy waffle fries, and they're like, we make them one way. I'm like, you can't just leave them in there a little bit longer to make them crispy.
Well, did you know that sales of French fries are way down?
And really?
Yeah, and so there's some people driving out there that don't even have any French fries underneath their car seats right now.
Do you know what annoys me most? Is when I'm with friends and we pull through a drive-thru and I say, what do you want? They're like, just a burger. I'm like, you, the combo? No.
Yeah.
What?
I know. Well, and there's also the people when you order, it's like, hey, can I swap out my fries with a side salad? And you're like, are you from here?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Why are people not eating fries?
We're more of a healthy society. You see all the stuff online, and people are like going, I need to make a healthy choice.
You know what? The fry people need to call me because I can help them. I can do some consulting. Fries are a vegetable.
Okay.
Promote them as a healthy vegetable alternative. I mean, there's just some marketing needs to be done to get potatoes back where they belong. Lots of vitamins in them. They're good for you if you don't have all the grease.
Yeah,
I mean, the potato itself is good for you.
And I like them fried, mashed, baked.
Okay, and that's what they say. 83% of Americans like French fries. Only 4% dislike them. But they're choosing healthier choices is what they say. And 12% are just neutral when it comes to fries.
Don't you feel sorry for those people?
Okay.
Honestly?
Yeah.
I just have questions. How could you not love them? I mean, I've never met a French fry that I was like, no. If it could be smothered in stuff, it could be crunchy, it could be the waffle fries, it could be the curly one. I don't care.
Steak.
All with a steak.
Don't forget Fuddruckers.
Steak, those
are good fries.
Oh, listen,
Fuddruckers.
You can go through the whole list of all the favorite fry places. McDonald's, you got Chick-fil-A, the waffle stuff. You got Five Guys greasy fries in bag.
Arby's.
Wendy's, Arby's curly fries.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the curly fries, they go into that category too.
I sound like I'm on Forrest Gump. The Wendy's fries.
That's what I was doing with the
fries. I got you. Across the whole country, America eats at least 5.6 billion pounds of fries.
We can tell.
Yeah. That's enough to fill like 155,000 school buses, just to let you know.
Wow.
Yeah. And then they say... the USDA considers 12 to 15 fries to be a serving, but most fast food places give you two or three times as many as that. A few years ago, a professor at Harvard said the official serving should be only six fries.
Okay, those people are idiots. What? I'm just going to come out and say it. A serving is what most people eat. It's not some arbitrary six French fry number you make up and no one follows. You need to put the calories on there based on what the size of the bucket of fries is.
Not to mention French fries are different sizes. You know, because sometimes you get the little end one that's really teeny tiny. Does that count as one full French fry?
No.
I feel like if you're selling it that way, that's one serving.
I agree.
Yeah, they sell them in a little packet at McDonald's and a little
Would buy six fry package.
Like a bottle of wine. That's one serving.
Right.
I mean, that's how you're going to sell it. That is one serving.
Okay, and then 55% of people say ketchup goes best with fries, and there's other alternatives out there.
Yeah, mayo.
Yeah, you say that. Dressing was also, 15% of people said dressing was on there, vinegar, blue cheese dressing, steak sauce, shakes, brown gravy was even mentioned.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Why are you laughing like that's weird?
Well, I don't know.
There was a restaurant when I was a kid that you could get hamburger steak and french fries, and they would pour gravy all over everything.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Also, steak sauce was mentioned, and cheese.
I like to dip my french fries in mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yes. Wait, no, that's real. What is it, KFC, where they do the steak fries?
Oh.
If you dip it in the mashed potatoes and gravy, I'm telling you, it's so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 63% of people agree that fries can be considered a main dish, the only dish. Like, yeah. And you see that. I mean, you get an appetizer with the loaded cheese fries or whatever. And
but they usually have meat on them. There's usually some bacon in there.
No. Well,
if you don't get
bacon chips.
You don't get meat, it's not a meal.
Or chili. That poor chili over fries.
65% of people admit they have stolen fries from someone else's plate, especially if you go to the bathroom. Those fries are just sitting there, and their plate comes. You're like, I want to have a couple of those fries.
About somebody sitting next to you gets up and goes to the bathroom?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know.
The table next to you?
No. The table with you.
That's gross.
With
you, yeah.
The table next to you as you're walking to the bathroom. Yeah. Those look good.
There you go. All right, other French fry things here. They say a mixed-in onion ring is always welcome with French fries.
Yes.
Yep.
Just that little surprise there for you. Also, if you steal someone's, they get hacked off at you.
Well, you don't tell them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, but sometimes they find out anyway.
You don't like it.
Where'd half my fries go?
Yeah.
You only feed your dogs the burnt French fries. Is that true?
No.
I like the burnt ones. I even like my potato chips burnt.
That's a crunchy
one. Yeah. Supersizing your order isn't an option. It's an expectation.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree when it comes to fries. And if you order a small, the McDonald's drive-thru person will laugh at you.
By the way, have you seen the small that they put in the Happy Meals?
Yeah, boy.
That is a ripoff.
There's about two of them.
The box is the size of my finger.
Yeah.
I mean, that's wrong.
That's the serving size they want us to eat.
Exactly.
And I will not settle for that.
I won't get another Happy Meal.
I'll be honest.
You're not supposed to.
Well, I like the toys sometimes.
Okay, yeah, just
collectibles.
Okay, but there is no age limit for the kids' meal, really.
Mm-hmm. It's even called a kids' meal.
Happy meal, thank you.
Well,
and it makes Kato happy.
Apparently not.
You know what? Honestly, I wish they had prescription strength French fries, to be honest with you.
Just a little something to take the edge off after a long day.
Just a couple.
Don't encourage him.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I think this has been the subject of jokes before, but I never heard of anyone actually doing it. A guy stopped on a road trip at a gas station on the way where he was headed, and his wife got out, and he took off and forgot that she was with him, and he made it 200 miles before he realized, oh, we didn't take the wife with us.
Forgot? I don't think I believe that.
Well, she was apparently sleeping in the back seat, and she got out, and he didn't realize it.
Oh.
But he couldn't remember even which gas station he'd stopped in. His daughter was with them, and she was apparently sleeping during the stop, so she wasn't helping at all. The cops eventually found his wife by tracking her cell phone. No word on why she didn't just use the phone to call him, but it turned out she'd been sitting at the gas station for 4 hours waiting for him to come back.
Both parents were like, it's so nice and quiet. You know, I'm going to sit here for a minute and just enjoy this.
Yeah, but they were already sleeping, so.
Yeah, but what's just so crazy is, I mean, now we were just talking, Tori and I were talking about how people leave the kid in the back of the car sometimes and how that can happen because you get into a routine.
Mm-hmm.
But this is kind of a little bit odd because they weren't in a routine, and it was odd that he didn't notice his wife missing at all.
Well, if she's sleeping, you know. I mean, how many foot rubs does he have to do to get out of that one? Like,
It just something doesn't seem right to me. She's got a cell phone, yet she never called.
That part is weird.
Yeah, they said something about that.
That's why I say, like, I think she was just enjoying her peace and quiet. Yeah. She was like, you know.
Well, so was he.
Here.
Yeah, so
that's
was he.
What I'm saying.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. I see now.
Maybe she was hoping he wouldn't find her.
She's like, this is my chance.
Just keep going.
Happened at 4:30 in the morning, so you can understand how everyone was asleep. And so he gets out, he fills up, and she got out and went to the bathroom and didn't say anything. He gets in and takes off. But it is odd. I mean, if she had her phone with her, why on earth didn't she go, hey, come back and get me?
Mm-hmm.
She waited for 4 hours.
She was tired of him. Maybe were you getting in a fight or something.
Maybe they were in a fight. They're just not admitting it.
Yeah. I saw that the police officers, too, they were suspicious because they thought he did it on purpose.
Right.
But then after the investigation, it was an honest mistake.
Sure.
Yeah. it's a big one.
It is a very strange story.
You got to think about him, too. Although he did make a mistake, you know, he is probably fired up having to drive all the way back to get her.
Heck yeah, man. Yeah. That's a long way out of your way.
I'm like, doesn't Greyhound go right past you? Jump on that bus and meet me in the next town.
Uh-huh. We went to Florida to visit my folks over summer vacation, and we got maybe an hour out. We weren't even to Columbia yet. And my wife's like, I think I forgot my suitcase. And I was like, you're buying clothes then, because we're not going back. We're not adding an hour. That'd be two.
Yeah.
Like going back would be an hour. Yeah. It would be like 3 hours total to the trip. We're not doing that.
We on the road, y'all.
She forgot it.
Did she?
Yeah, she went to Goodwill when we got there.
Uh-uh.
I wasn't paying for new clothes.
That's funny.
For 1 week.
I'm doing that next time we travel.
Yeah.
Oops, I forgot my suitcase. Gotta go shopping.
At Goodwill.
Hey, new clothes are new clothes.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I don't know. It's an odd story for sure. I keep thinking we'll probably get more details as it comes out. But as Hawk said, the cops did decide that it must have been an honest mistake. Mm-hmm. There was no charges to be filed.
Yeah, the details that we get, well, who gets custody of the kid?
Right.
Well, that was a teenager, wasn't it?
It's almost weird that neither of them, like, he didn't notice and she didn't call. It's almost, maybe they were in a fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know that teenager's like, can I be emancipated? I don't trust either of you.
Yeah. Not to mention the nightmare you got when you go back to school and all your friends are talking about it.
Oh. And was she laying down in the back seat?
I don't know. I think she's probably just propped up in that little corner.
I mean, I would hope she'd still have her seatbelt.
Well, I'd like to know what car it was because sometimes you just lean back. You know, you lean all the way back.
In the back seat, I don't think you can.
Oh,
well, bucket
can.
Seats in the back. Sometimes there are bucket seats.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Middle row.
Absolutely.
How many snacks do you think she ate waiting on them?
I don't know.
She was like, I'm clearing out this gas station.
I'd be friends with the guy at the gas station by the time it was over. I'd be like talking, sitting back, ordering more food.
Maybe they hit it off, and that's why she didn't call.
Okay,
she's
that's
like,
great
I'm starting over.
Uh-huh.
Now you're just making up stuff.
You totally are. I mean, I made up a little bit, but you made up a lot.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, 1/3 of women would drink less if it wasn't for their partner. Now, you know, I read this a little bit further, and it's not what you think.
Okay.
Yeah. Is he getting on her nerves? Is that the deal? And she's having to have a drink or two?
I fill my wife's wine glass for her.
Yeah, and that's what it says, too. I am kind of curious because, Tori, now that you had baby Michael, mm-hmm. how'd that first margarita taste? Because you were alcohol-free.
She hasn't had it.
I still haven't had
She's
it.
She's breastfeeding, dude.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay, I forgot about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure Michael would like to sleep a little better tonight.
I was going to say, that's when my wife would have a glass of wine. He slept a lot better.
But I knew some that would, I don't know, pump.
Yeah.
I feel patsy.
Pump and then
pump
drink.
And dump,
pump
baby.
And then drink, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Pump and dump, yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And that's why I haven't done it, because I'm like, this is hard work I'm pouring out. Yesterday, I spilled some in my office.
Oh, I saw that.
I almost cried. I was like, no.
Did it land in the coffee, though? Because that would make a great cup of coffee, I'm sure.
If you need some creamer, I got you.
Wow.
Sorry.
Okay. Over.
She's doing something different today. I think she's had some. I think you need to worry about what kind of drugs you're taking right now.
It's called lack of sleep.
I told her. I said, you're acting a little crazier since you've had the baby.
Okay, so 1/3 of women would drink less if it wasn't for their partner. New study discovered that men tend to be a bad influence on women when it comes to the alcohol consumption.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is John a bad influence on you?
100%.
Tom's a bad influence on Jamie, obviously.
Yeah, you know, one of the reasons I do it is it makes her easier to get along with. But also, it makes me feel less guilty for anything I do. I'm like, well, she can't say, oh, you eat too many sugary soft drinks or whatever. Because I'm like, look at you. You have your wine every day.
You lush.
A little tit for tat thing right there going on.
Oh, I haven't figured that out.
Lush and gluttony.
A third of men admitted they actually encouraged their other halves to have just one more drink, even when they've already had enough.
So, okay, I don't know if I would go that far.
That's a slippery slope. Because, like, a couple wines, I'm real fun. Third wine, you'll know what version of me you're going to get.
Ooh, right.
I could fall asleep. I could start crying because I saw a sad video online. You just don't know.
That was, like, whenever my wife and I, before we had the kids, we'd go out and we'd have our dates. And I'd be like, all right, I want to make sure she's all romantic and everything. And there was a fine line between romantic and falling asleep in the car on the way home.
Yeah.
So you had to be real careful in judging that.
Well, only 15% of women said that they press their man for an extra drink. So, like, they won't encourage him to take another drink.
Always do just one more.
What did that come from? What slogan is that?
I go to a bar called Just One More.
Oh.
And it's in Taylor's.
Yeah.
And every time I'm about to leave, Carrie will go, just one more, Kato, just one more.
It's like the Nike slogan, just do it. Just one more.
Yep.
I like it.
Just do it. Okay.
When I was in college, there was a bar called the Library and Study. And so you would talk to your mom and dad. You'd be like, yeah, I'm going to the Library and Study.
That's
like,
awesome.
Oh, that's great.
I'm going to call mine the gym.
Yeah, but then everybody's like, why are you failing all your classes? You're at the library all the time.
I know. I go to the library and study a lot.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, is your coworker driving you crazy?
This morning.
Which one?
Tori.
Okay.
She is in rare form this morning.
Okay. Thank you. Well, is it her voice? Is that annoying?
No.
Okay.
I've
because
been told it is.
That's the research that I have. A study said the sound of a coworker's voice is more likely to be distracting and annoying than the sound of a machine or something. Like a machine.
Yes, like chalk, like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, they found that sound privacy tops visual privacy and also temperature in the office as the most annoying aspect of working around other people.
I could see if someone had an irritating voice and if they were loud and obnoxious in the cubicle next to you, that could get on your nerves.
Okay, or if one that talks a lot.
Mm-hmm. What would we know about that, Thomas? Yeah.
I don't think you have room to talk today.
So they said that a coworker's voice can be more annoying than anything like even a wappa wappa of an off-balance fan, you know, like a fan that's off-balance or something that's annoying in the background.
That could be soothing at times. You can get on beat sometimes. I make up songs. Wagga, 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 wagga.
Also of a faucet dripping. You know, a coworker's voice is more annoying than that sound in dead silence. Yes.
That's tough.
Yeah.
You're weighing it out right now. And they say, obviously, best solution for the problem is just respecting your neighbor, being polite, keeping your conversations as low as possible, and also just stop talking.
But you know, you got those people that get on their cell phone and they're just loud.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be. Sometimes I feel like I'm loud answering the phone.
You are. It's
but you
interesting.
Know why? Because people call from their cars, and I guess I hear the air outside their car, you know, that I feel like I have to speak up because they're on a speakerphone.
Right.
I don't know, but.
Well, also, we're usually talking, which doesn't help you.
No.
we're talking louder because he's talking louder.
Yeah, and I talk louder because y'all talk louder.
It's so rude that you're trying to do your job when we're trying to have a conversation. Yeah.
They also say another alternative is pink noise and or white noise. And pink noise is a type of sound that can help improve sleep, focus, and stuff like that, like the waves crashing and all that repetitive waves, stuff like that. Also, the white noise is more like a hissing or fan noise. Like, not one that's going wappa, 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 but right. Just a fan noise in the background. Aww. So, you know, you hear your neighbor over there, you're in the cubicle, just turn up that fan. Put a box fan in your cubicle.
You're over there with a whole, like, parka on freezing, but you're like, at least I don't hear Tina anymore.
Exactly.
Who's Tina?
I don't know.
She's loud.
So there's something to be said for common courtesy and respecting your coworker's space, especially in the cubicle area.
I don't think a lot of the people that talk a lot realize they do.
Right.
And like my wife will get on phone with some of her friends, And she'll be talking, and yeah. I'll be listening to them tell it, because she'll get on speaker, and I'll hear the other side of the story, yeah. and I'm like, get to this point of this already. And then they'll be like, oh, and you know, I was talking about Frank, and he was, oh, did you know Frank is seeing so-and-so now? And you're like, this has nothing to do with the story. Tell us what you were going to tell us.
We have ADD. We yes. take 10 side roads before we get to our final destination of communication.
I get so frustrated. I'm like, please take it off speakerphone.
It frustrates us too, but we can't stop it. Well, it just keeps
please
happening.
Keep that in consideration when we're eavesdropping out there. We want to know yeah. the story, and we want to know it fast.
Could you imagine you're on the phone with someone, and you hear someone on, like, the other aisle of the grocery store be like, just get to the point.
Yeah. They need that.
No.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
And it is time for Nerd News.
Nerd News with Tom. Yeah.
This is pretty funny. In monkey news, a study found that monkeys prefer watching videos of their friends over videos of strangers.
Well, me too.
So, yeah, it's kind of funny. The monkeys actually, they're not just staring at that screen blindly or blankly. They're actually paying attention to what's on it.
I hate seeing videos of me that my friends take of me without me knowing it and show me later.
Oh, well, okay. They didn't find out that about the chimpanzees.
Yeah. But it does make sense. I'm like, you want to watch videos of people you know.
Yeah.
It
mm-hmm.
makes it more interesting.
But before you get to thinking that the chimpanzees and monkeys are just miniature versions of us, you'll also need to take note of this study in Zambia. They found that chimpanzees use blades of grass as fashion accessories.
Hmm.
They like to put the long blades of grass in their ears and their butts.
Oh, wow.
For no apparent reason, and they let them dangle there.
That's not how Tarzan did it.
That is not how jewelry works.
Yeah.
At least it shouldn't be.
Is that where dangleberry came from?
No, it's dingleberry.
Dingleberry.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. My bad.
Now, the experts say it's like humans and other animals also copy seemingly pointless behaviors for aesthetic reasons.
You think some of those monkeys, they look at the baboon bottoms and think, have that envy, like butt envy, like, look at that bottom. Look at her bottom right there.
Are you okay?
Just saying, baboons' bottoms are totally different than the other monkeys out there.
See, I feel like I'd feel bad for them. Like, you know, everywhere they sit, they're like, oh, ooh, cold.
Yeah.
You know?
yeah.
Okay, let's move on.
Yes, please.
In space news, an object from outside our solar system is going to zip by us at 135,000 miles an hour this fall. Now, what makes that different than the usual asteroids and stuff that come by is those usually are from within the solar system. This one is coming from out of the solar system.
Hmm.
It's one of only three satellites that have done this. And there are people who believe it's aliens, but
you said three satellites have done this.
Well, yeah. Yes, I did say that.
Well, educate
is a satellite
me.
Coming from
I thought
another
you
galaxy?
Said an asteroid.
It's not an asteroid. It's an object.
Oh, good. So I'm not the only one confused.
It's
okay,
coming
good.
From outside of the solar system. It did not originate in our solar system.
I believe it's probably aliens.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll find out soon. It's supposed to get here this fall.
I hope they pick me up.
This is a weird space story. I'm ready to go too, Kato.
Yeah.
In paper airplane news, a study looked at what would happen if you threw a paper airplane out of the space station. And besides everyone getting mad at you for opening the door, believe it or not, a paper airplane would come back to Earth, but it would do exactly what all of those meteors and meteorites do.
It would burn up
on reentry.
That's a shame.
Even though it's a piece of paper.
When's the last time you've made a paper airplane?
It's been a long time.
I didn't remember how to make it, and I figured it out, but it wouldn't fly.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exercise news.
Uh-huh.
A study found that matching your workouts to your personality yields better results. For example, introverts might prefer working out alone rather than in an area with a lot of people. The problem for me is matching it to my personality means I'm going to be sitting on the couch. And I don't know how much exercise I can get with my personality.
It's the Couch Potato Challenge, and you can buy it now. Just send in $19.99, and we will send you this video.
Included are blood pressure pills, cholesterol pills, blood pressure pump.
Don't forget diabetes. All right, Tori, in child rearing news, they said a study found that if you can't get your baby to stop crying, it is not your fault. some kids are just born fussier than others. Now, you've said that your son, Michael, is actually very easy when it comes to that. He's not fussy at all.
I keep waiting on the other shoe to drop. Oh, I'm like, he's going to be a delinquent.
Years. Yeah.
Because he's a very good baby now. He rarely cries.
So, all right. But these fussy babies, when do they stop fussing? Because some take it on into adulthood, and they're fussing all the time.
That's the Karens in the world, right?
Studies say a lot of them start out good and then become fussy as adults, but they're not fussy when they're babies.
And usually the first one, if you have a really good first one, the second one's usually probably going to be the fussy one.
All right, yeah. Let's wrap it up with pet news. Cats have a preference on which side of their body they sleep on, and we've never known why. They like to sleep on their left side, but a new study found that it could be a survival issue because when they sleep on their left side, they're able to see better out of their left eye, and that is controlled by the right hemisphere of their brain. The right hemisphere does the heavy lifting with things like sizing up threats. So seeing things out of their left eye lets them react a slight bit quicker that could save their life. So by sleeping on that side, they get a better view of things.
I feel like I'm watching an Animal Planet with that David Attenborough guy. Could you imagine Tom narrating one of those? He's like, when it's showing the house cat sleeping on its belly.
It's like that show I'll find to fall asleep to because it's so boring.
No. There's been some interesting stories.
I can hear you.
I'm just talking about like Keith Morrison on Dateline. His voice is soothing enough
he's saying
that you can relax to
voice.
It. And I think yours is the same way. It was an underhanded compliment.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, nerd news.
Nerd news with Tom.
Yeah.
Do people call you entitled, privileged, and aggressive? You are actually a victim. Call for help at Karen's Anonymous.
Hi, my name is Joanne.
Hi, Karen.
What? My name is... Anyway, I'm addicted to asking for the manager.
Because the first step to Karen recovery is admitting that you are one.
I'm a Karen.
And even if your restaurant service was unacceptable, you must accept yourself.
I wasn't always a Karen. It started with a simple bob haircut. Then I bought a live, laugh, love sign, and pretty soon I was calling the cops on a barbecue.
Get help today by calling Karen's Anonymous.
I need to speak to my manager.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show. On B93.7.
Well, what is the number one thing men hate hearing from their spouse or partner?
I know this.
Okay.
We need to talk.
Okay, well, that is one of them.
That is the...
Yeah.
I accidentally broke something.
Okay.
Will you? And then anything follows, will you?
You know, they said, what should I wear tonight?
Why would your spouse ask you that?
Well, because they're uncertain.
But I'm like, I don't know.
Exactly. That's why guys hate that.
I can tell you what kind of dress it is, like if it's formal or not, but I don't know which outfit.
Mm-hmm. But it's always tough for the guys trying to help figure out whatever you're going to wear and mix and match and no shoes with a blouse and yada, yada, yada.
It's not tough. You just tell her, I am not a fashion person. I have no idea.
I don't ask, but there are times we're running errands and I will look like a bum and I walk out and he's dressed kind of nice. And I'm like, well, now I have to change.
There you go. All right, then we need to talk is another phrase that the guys hate, especially if you go, we need to talk tonight, or it's like you're delaying whatever you're about to say or to talk about.
Yeah, it's like, you tell me now. I have anxiety. Yeah. I can't wait.
Also, you never, you should, or you ought to have, do it this way.
Or you always.
Okay, you always. Because someone never or always, those two terms, someone that says, you know, you never, well, sometimes you do, or you always. No, I don't do it every time.
Our therapist actually said, don't do that. Like, it's actually really unhealthy.
Well, because someone doesn't always do something or mm-hmm. never do something.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And don't say, this is not how my mama does it.
Another phrase that the guys hate from the girls, never mind, I'll just do it myself. Because it undermines his ability at that point.
Okay, well, you had time to do it.
Like, stand back. I'll just do it myself.
Well, and sometimes people do things because like for me, I'm single, a little bone. Mm-hmm. If I ever got in a relationship, I'm so
picky
the way I do things that it would take some adjustment, like even the way I put my trash bag in the trash can.
Okay, yeah.
If somebody did it wrong, I'd be like, wait. Oh God, I'd just rather do it myself.
Is there a certain way you do that?
Well, I don't like the bag sticking out. I have a lid that goes on top. Okay, I don't like the bag sticking out from under that lid.
Oh, okay.
See, I would be fine with that as long as you were cool with it. Like, okay, I'll just let you do it then since you have a certain way you want to do it. What would bother me is if you're like, no, I want you to learn my way and do it.
Well, then, yeah, because I'm not going to be the only one to take out the trash.
Oh, boy.
Well, and you got the people that do it. They blow it up like, they'll flip it and then let the air come in and blow it up like a big balloon. Then you got the people that don't do that at all and just stick it in, and it's not even open.
It turns into the Michelin man inside there.
Yeah. it's like you try to stick something in there and it's not open.
Yeah.
My wife pulled this crap on me with mowing the lawn. I mowed the lawn my whole life. I'm out there chugging away mowing. Suddenly she's like, I want you to use the bag. I want you to stop every 10 minutes and dump all the grass out. And I'm like, I got a mulching mower anyway. And I was like, well, if you want to do that, you mow the lawn. I'll mow the lawn. I'm not bailing out on mowing the lawn, but I ain't doing it that way. So now I don't mow the lawn.
This was me with loading the dishwasher. Every time I did it, he'd be like, no, have you never loaded a dishwasher? And I'm like, plates go in, plates come out. What am I missing? So I don't load the dishwasher because I don't do it right.
But you can't just throw them in there. You've got
to
stack
the dishes.
Well,
I don't across the room, and I'm like, yay, it broke. I don't have to clean it now.
Going back to you, Tom, and the mowing the yard, you know Nate Brigetti, our buddy, he says that his wife asked to mow the yard, and he said he had to go around to the neighborhood. And she goes, if you're going to mow the yard, you go around to every neighbor and let them know that you want to mow the yard because he's the only guy in the neighborhood not mowing the yard.
Yeah.
So your wife's out there mowing the yard and nobody is going, why does she have to mow the yard?
I figure they're like, dang, he has got her trained.
Yeah. All right. So here's another phrase is when the woman will ask, hey, do you think she's attractive? It could be a celebrity. It could be somebody out, in public. It always causes a fight. And guys hate that phrase. Do you think she's attractive?
It's a setup.
It is.
It's a simple answer. She's not as pretty as you.
Yeah.
That one's still a little dodgy.
How?
Your response should be, who?
Girl, I saw no one.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that down.
And then the number one thing women hate hearing from guys. Tori says it all the time. How much that cost?
Why are you even asking? I'm going to get in trouble. Don't ask.
Most women will go, it was 30% off.
That's true.
It's like, was that how much it cost?
So I've learned, I come home and he's like, how much you pay for that? And I'm like, well, hold on, because I got it on sale. So originally it was $300. Yeah. He's like, Tori. And I'm like, but it was 50% off. And he's like, Tori. And I'm like, and then I had 20% off coupon. And then by the time I talk it down, he's like, you did almost get that for free.
Yeah, I did. Wow. And most guys are interested in what things cost. Like your friends will go, like, well, how much that car cost? Or, what do those clothes cost? More guys will ask that question because I guess they're more concerned about it. And girls never usually ask that question.
It depends because that is personal. I mean,
right? I know.
So, I mean, if it's something that I think that everybody has an opportunity to get, I might say, if you don't mind me asking, what is an approximate? So you don't have to tell me exactly, but I'd like to know because I want one too. Mm-hmm. Where did you get this $300 thing for cheap?
The outlets.
What makes you think it was cheap? I was doing the math in my head, and she was still in the hundreds whenever I left.
Hey,
even if it's above 50, that's probably a little too much.
But it was 40% off.
And I had that coupon.
$40 Kohl's cash.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.